Okay.
All right. So I have this might be somewhat of a businessy sort of meeting. So I think we have a lot of kind of things to cover as we're transitioning into our new setup. So that's one thing for me on the agenda, Tony, is to talk about the new setup and start setting it up. Also to look to see where we are with the flyer. There's been quite a number of complications, I think, around the flyers and everything because of technical problems. So where we are with that and where we are with getting stuff up on the web.
Mm-hmm.
Are there things that you have?
I know one person, one of the monks, asked about the copyright for Trying to Be Human and just if we were all, you know, all clear on using that, if it's okay.
Okay, yeah, all right.
And someone had asked about what to do if the incorrect reading for the week is read, how to handle that, or if have to cancel groups.
Okay.
What to do about the reading. And then it seemed like other things were technical related, like people with Macs seem to be having trouble opening some of the documents.
Okay, good. Yeah, maybe we can come up with a simple solution for that.
And then we had talked on the last call about whether to use just emails or emails and phone numbers on the web for the contact information. And it sounded like everybody was agreeing to just use email addresses. So I just want to make sure on that, and then I can pass that information on.
Okay.
And that's what I have.
Okay, good. Well, that'll keep us busy for a while. And if we have time left over, maybe we can look at some of the issues from the blogs that need looking at. All right, so Chris L. is on the call, I think. Are you out there, Chris?
Yes, I am indeed here.
And I think Jan Latinder is not on the call. Is that correct?
Yes, that's my understanding, too.
Okay. So the first part of the call, I thought we could talk about our sort of the next manifestation of the program and what we've been working towards setting up structurally. And Chris, do you want to explain that, or should I explain it, or what would be most comfortable for you?
Well, you know, I could start off, and then you can fill in the details that I'm not getting to.
Okay, great.
I know on the last phone call that I was a part of, I think it's been 2 weeks now, David talked about a new structure that would allow the facilitator program to be administered outside the monastery. And what we have in mind there is setting up a committee of senior facilitators that would do essentially try and take a look at a lot of the business issues beforehand, before it comes to the whole group, or just looking at deciding what kinds of things might be next in terms of direction for the facilitators, and looking to provide some kind of a direction with the help of the monastery. And the structure for that was, well, at this point, Dave, does that seem about right? Or?
Yeah, I'm right with you so far.
Okay. And the structure of that was the monastery has asked myself and Jan Latinder to be the lead facilitators, the senior facilitators on the senior facilitators on the committee. And then that we would ask for other volunteers from a group of other senior facilitators to participate in that committee.
You guys, you and Jan, would sort of be the facilitator of the facilitators, and
exactly.
You guys would sort of help coordinate that group and keep it going and be sort of the chair people, if that's the right way of talking about it. And then you would have a subcommittee made up of, I think probably to start off with, just people who have a long-term sitting group coordinators who have groups that they've been coordinating, so kind of the folks who have been around the block the most. And then as we go along, probably that will change and we'll rotate people out and like that, but maybe just to start off with that core group on a voluntary basis.
And, yeah, that's great. And two, I don't know if we talked about any kind of length of commitment with that, but I guess in the after this phone call, within a week or so, we'll send out some kind of a invitation letter inviting those folks, the senior facilitators who are heads of meditation groups, if they'd like to volunteer to participate in that committee.
Yeah, and one comment on that, Chris, and this will, I think it will be in the email probably that will go out with the invitation. What we want there is folks who really feel sort of passionate and inspired to take that position. I mean, I think probably everyone would be interested in that, I imagine, who's on the call. But what we want is folks who have sort of the interest, also the time, and the willingness to really participate on a, how to say it exactly, really on a hands-on kind of way, because it's going to be a working committee. So there's going to be tasks that will come through that will need to be delegated. There'll be things that will need to be done, and we're hoping that we want folks on that committee who are willing to be asked to do things. And so we just want to make sure people have that heads up, too, that that would be something that would be important and be a requirement, is to have that kind of level of interest and willingness and also time and availability.
Right, and I think there's a fair amount of newness of this to all of us, so we'll be working out exactly the details and what all that means as we go along with it.
Mm-hmm. Chris, do you want to say a little bit about how, at this point, knowing that we really don't know anything, how it would, how you see it kind of manifesting in terms of, you know, the communication, how that works and stuff like that?
Well, probably we would do what we normally do with these kinds of things. We'd have conference calls that we could set up, and then working together via email. And that's as far as we've gotten, I think, so far.
Mm-hmm.
And the schedule for those things would be set up as we go along, and we'd look to make it so that it's manageable for folks, that we're not, you know, that it's sustainable, that the amount of time that we'll be asking people to put in is something that would be helpful to people's practice, that people don't have to leave their practice behind to get things done, but that it can be part of their practice and can actually assist in getting people towards the place they want to go.
Yeah, I think so. And I can't imagine it's going to be a huge amount of time and effort, but it definitely will be some. And just so people know, this whole thing is sort of modeled on what the group of Southeastern facilitators have created, really, as a possibility. I don't know how long you guys have been at it, but a good while now. The Southeast folks have been getting together and have been doing fundraising types of things and sort of practice sorts of things amongst themselves using that kind of format, regular but not, I don't think every week, kind of conference calls at all, and email. And that it really feels like it's been working nicely. So that's kind of the model that we're resting this on. Was there more, Chris, that you can think of that might explain it to folks?
At this point, that seems about everything that I am familiar with.
Okay. Well, perhaps then we should open it up to questions and comments and see where people are as they listen to this.
Dave, this is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
I was just wondering, then, we would still participate in weekly conference calls, but it would be with the committee sometimes, or would we still do the same?
Well, they'll have to create for us, with the assistance of the monastery, sort of how the program will manifest. But I don't think any of us see anything in terms of sort of what it looks like for folks who are not on the committee that would be anything different in the short term. You know, regular conference calls, the blog, kind of all the structures that we have set up now. I suspect what will happen is that the current structures that we have that work will continue to be used, but there'll be perhaps some more direction that goes with it, just because there'll be more attention available. But yeah, I think there'll be regular conference calls on the blog and, you know, whatever else the team comes up with.
Good. That sounds great.
Anyone else?
Ramita. Just to clarify, it sounds like an email will be coming out within a week or so that will let us know whether we're eligible or not to volunteer for this opportunity, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, good. I think it's a great idea, and it sounds like a nice next step forward in assuming responsibility for our training and practicing creating and maintaining a privileged environment while we work on tasks.
Yeah, that's very eloquently spoken, Ramita, and that's what I've been looking at with you. I'm actually quite excited about it because I think the program is going to benefit dramatically from the extra attention that I think it will get through this process. And the thing I've been really enjoying about it is it just makes sense, and this is kind of what you're saying, it just makes sense that the facilitators would create the program for themselves because that just seems like that's right. And so, I don't know, I just feel really good about it. And like you say, for the folks who are on the committee, it's an extra practice bonus of, you know, to see what practice looks like in that environment.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Anyone else about that?
No, I just want to, this is Rebecca, I just want to thank the people who are stepping up to do this. I think it's really great, and I'm excited, too, about the prospect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me, too. It's already, I mean, part of what we looked at as we were setting this up is it's already, we realize, quite a large commitment to be a part of this training, which in some ways is as it should be because it's, you know, it's a big deal. And it's true, to throw on another level for people is asking a lot. And so I think you're right. There's a lot to feel grateful for in the people who are willing to step up for that.
Dave, this is Phil.
Phil?
Yeah, I just want to reiterate it. It does sound like a very exciting opportunity for both groups, for the ones who are going to step up to be this new group and for the ones that are the rest of the facilitators in training as, you know, as we are now, it does feel like a next level of, you know, practice, so to speak, for everyone. And I think that's really great. And it does seem like an exciting opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very much practice. You know, it's very much what happens here at the monastery, where we just start keep on bumping up as mm-hmm. as we go along. We just keep bumping up to new levels of responsibility and new possibilities for ourselves. And then that, you know, challenges us, and a lot of times, you know, threatens conditioning a little bit. And then we get through that and come out of the end bigger, more aware people. So it seems good.
Right. Yeah. So thanks,
Dave. This is Chris.
Chris.
As you guys were talking, I was thinking, too, how this new structure can provide a level of attention to the program that can provide a lot of opportunities for everybody, it seems, to really provide a level of care and service to the whole facilitator community that, since it's independent from the monastery, can kind of get it to a whole new level of energy, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sure think so. It really feels like it has that potential. And I feel like we've done great. Oh, I meant to start off the call, and I completely forgot, with an acknowledgement that we just finished the key.
Yay.
Didn't we? Wasn't that last week? Wasn't that the last one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's
sure
amazing
was.
that has happened. And, yeah, so I think we've done fabulous, and I'm really grateful for everyone. It was fun dialing in tonight, and, you know, you get as you dial in, you get the number of people on the call. And, you know, we dialed in kind of late. We got 17, and then I heard some more people coming in. And that's really something. I mean, that just speaks to the integrity of the program and also the great willingness of people who are participating. And I just feel like we all need a pat on the back for, I don't know how long it's been. A good while. But anyhow, yeah, how long we've been trucking along with this. And also, I think we need the program needs more attention. It needs the kind of focused attention that a group of people like that who really want to do that could provide. So, yeah, really excited about it.
Is it Michael?
Michael?
I don't think I'm going to say anything that hasn't already been said. And, you mentioned bumping it up a couple minutes ago, and that's what it feels like, you know, what practice asks of us is to deepen our responsibility and our participation and contribution. And to me, this is just more evidence of that, and really more evidence that practice works.
Yep. Evidence that practice works.
Yeah, that it works in people's lives. And it helps us to take us to places that we want to go. And, you know, if practice didn't work, then we wouldn't be growing and growing. You know, we'd be a smaller and smaller operation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not my experience.
Yeah, mine either. I really get that from reading the blogs. I don't know if other people do. I find those blogs to be often incredibly inspiring, just watching how this practice of facilitation is really working to bump people up to the next level. So that's neat.
Yep. Thank you.
Hey, this is Lisa.
Lisa?
I just listening to everybody talk, and like, you can, I don't know, I just feel like a lot of really good energy and a lot of gratitude, and just the fact that there are so many people who are facilitators now, for me, it just feels really exciting, because for me, I know facilitating a group is probably like, you know, probably one of the most important practices that I have when I think about my spiritual practice. I mean, taking care of people and holding the privileged environment and being so careful and mindful for them was something that I could do. And then doing it for myself is something that was challenging, you know. And so learning how to do it for others, like learning how to be a better facilitator for other people, I mean, it's like that thing about service, how, you know, who are you really serving? Because I'm supposed to be providing the space and opportunity for others, but really what I'm really learning about is how to facilitate myself and how to facilitate the voices in my head and all those feelings and things that come up. And it's just such an amazing part of practice, and I'm so grateful for it. And I'm it's like anything that you find that works, it's like I'm so happy other people are doing it, and it's so exciting, all these other groups that are happening and other people who are having the experience too. And you know, I'm just really grateful for the monastery supporting the facilitators, and then moving on to have the opportunity as we support each other. Like, it's just really exciting.
Yeah, I was thinking as you're talking, Lisa, one of the things that is that to me really points to kind of the beauty of practice, and like you say, that it, and like Michael was saying, that it works, is that in offering to others, we're the ones who receive the most. I don't know if I can really say what it's just that just points to what a kind of a powerful, amazing thing practice is.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else before we move on? Okay, good. So stay tuned on that, and we'll be, you know, talking more about it as we go along, I'm sure. So the next level, I think, and then we'll go to things you have, Tony, is just kind of the flyers and all the materials we've put together and the stuff on the web. Tony, do you want to give us a rundown on where you know we are with those things?
Well, we have them all. We have the donations page. We have a practice support page that Marie did. We have the guidelines, the sitting groups and guidelines for key groups. And so we have all the documents, and I have sent them out. And they're not yet on the blog where people can get them from the blog. And then the flyer, we talked on the last call about maybe creating individual PDFs for each group so that they so people could open it better.
Is that how we landed?
Well, we talked about it, so I don't know. I'm not sure if that's what we need to do. It's one thing we talked about.
Okay. Is Bob on the call?
I think so.
I'm here.
Are you out there, Bob?
Yes, I am.
Bob, what do we do?
Well, let's see. The easy one in terms of, like, getting all the materials, I can Yeah, I can create like a special section on the blog where all the materials are posted.
Okay.
And then for the flyer, I think what we were heading to was because, well, for various reasons, it seemed like it would make sense to have one person responsible for creating the final PDF for each group. Some people were having trouble opening it. Some people, you know, if you had different fonts on your system, it's going to look different, the final version.
Okay.
So what we're thinking is, if I'm correct, that if there was a volunteer, that they would hold the sort of like the master flyer to make, and then they would, and then the groups would send the particulars about their group to that person.
Okay. Lisa, am I making this up, or did you volunteer for that task?
I did. And I thought that I didn't have a PDF writer, but it looks like I have a Mac, and it looks like I just got a new Mac, and it looks like my latest copy of Word allows me to save documents as a PDF. I mean, I guess my only concern would be, it seems like we've had issues with people who have PCs and Macs, and I mean, I'm definitely willing to do it. I'm willing to try it. I guess we would just need to test it out first to make sure that my stuff is really working for a couple of other people, and then I would be happy to do it for everyone as long as I know that you know, what I'm doing would really work for everyone.
And Dave, I could certainly help with the technical support piece if Lisa runs into any hitches.
Okay, that'd be fabulous to both of you. Thanks a lot for your willingness. So that seems, people agree, that seems like a good way to go, yeah?
I just wanted to add something because Dave wasn't on the call last week, but Dan had also volunteered to do that, which I just want to say thank you. I don't know if Dan's actually on the call, but sounds like it would be good for Lisa to do it since she's kind of been in with it for a long time.
Good. Thanks for that, Melinda. Okay, so action steps on that. I guess we just need to, anybody who, maybe to make it clean, people ought to send their information to the coordinator, who can pass that along? Could even lump it together for Lisa. Does that make sense to folks?
Dave, this is Tony.
Yeah.
Because I actually have all the contact information in a document.
Oh, okay.
That could just send to
That makes it easy. Great. So if you got that off to, we have to answer the question about phone numbers versus email, I know. Other than that, we could get that document off to Lisa, and then Lisa could be working with Bob if needed. Is that okay with you, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Would she just email you, or?
Yeah.
Okay. About the technical parts that arise.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Good. And then, so the other documents, like the donation document, and I'm not sure if I've seen the final version of the supports document that Marie redid for us, but I know I have it, so I'll look at it soon. So you're saying, Bob, that those things could live on the blog, actually, and people could go to the blog and lift them.
Right.
Okay. And the problems people have with Macs, PCs, do you think they would run into those kind of difficulties or not in that format?
Well, if they're not already in PDF, all those documents, I could make them into PDFs, and then that's the beauty of PDF, is they should work for everybody regardless of what they have.
Okay, great. Well, it's great that somebody out there knows how all those stuff works.
Dave, this is Marie.
Marie, uh-huh.
You did see that support flyer. You checked off, and I've sent the final revised version to Tony. So it's
okay, good.
The final version.
I must have snoozed through that one, sorry.
It was a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay, good. All right, fun. Okay, now, so does that take care of all the documents, Tony, as far as you're aware?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I should resend them, make sure Bob has, I mean, I've sent them out over time, but I don't know if it'd be helpful for me to send them all to Bob.
Would that be helpful, Bob, to have the latest?
Either the latest or just a list of what they all are, just to make sure I have them all.
Okay, I'll do a list and the latest.
Okay.
Cool. All right, and the other part was getting the stuff up on the website and getting that geographical email out.
So, Dave, this is Marie. I can check in on the web part.
Okay.
It's ready. I've sent it to you for. So the next step is for you to get you to approve it.
Okay.
And there was also that question about the phone numbers. And so if we decided, it sounded like in the last call, there was kind of a consensus to only use email addresses. And if that's so, I can go back in and take the phone numbers off.
Okay, let's confirm that. As I recall, the reason we are doing that is because we have these documents. Is that right? Well, we have a way of, so if people email, do folks get something, that's the other thing. We're going to create a guest master sort of a document for people to get before they come. Anyway, they can get materials if we do it that way. It can be sort of a more formal procedure. I don't know if we necessarily have to eliminate phone numbers, but are people okay with just using email?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the point was made last week, and I thought it was a really good one, that when you put out your phone number, you put yourself in a position of having to speak directly with someone, and it may not be as easy to maintain the privileged environment. Somebody calls, and it's kind of a out of the blue and asks you a strange question. And so I think that I don't recall hearing last week anybody thinking that having the phone numbers on was a good idea.
Good. Yeah, email sure is clean in that way. Okay, good. So it sounds like if there's not objections, then that sounds like the decision, Marie.
Okay. So we'll change that and get you to look at it, and it'll be ready.
Okay, and I know the email is ready to go. And, Bob, you don't have it yet, but it's sitting in the registration office. We're kind of waiting for things to all come together. But we'll get it to you early in the week. And then as far as timing goes, any input from anybody on the timing of that? Or should we just send it whenever stuff's up on the web?
Hey, Dave, I wonder if we should look at our internal ad schedule to make sure that we're not sending it when there's a flurry of other stuff going out.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's
right.
Decide
after next week, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we probably have a lot going out. Okay, good.
And I was just aware this may need to be in a different context, but starting a new book, we're going to need to do a new set of how much we read at each group. I haven't looked at Trying to Be Human recently, but are we going to read one whole article? Are we going to read a page somehow? And maybe the new coordinators committee will do it, but we'll have to get that sorted out.
Yeah, the committee can be looking at it. I actually looked at that book, and it's divided quite nicely into little sections. They're longer than the key readings, but they're more, key is almost like poetry. This is more like prose. I think it will work well. And the first one, Tony, I think the first one's probably going out really soon.
Yeah, I've got it all typed and ready. Just wanted to make sure we're okay with all of when I got the email about the copyright, I didn't know if there was any.
Hey, well, we ought to go ahead and tackle that. I think probably we need to ask June and Sherry about that. Sequoia, I wonder if you'd be willing to take that from the registration office? Okay, so Sequoia's gotten that. So we'll go ahead and we'll get whatever they think is appropriate, some kind of a symbol to stick on it or whatever. Actually, Sequoia, while you're at it, ask them if they have an electronic version we could use so we don't have to type it out every time. Okay. Let's see. So anything else along these lines that we need? The orientation thing is the next thing in the pipe that's along these kind of papers and documents kind of line. And we're going to ask the committee to take charge of that once they get started. Feel like we're covered on this?
Dave?
Yeah.
I just want to clarify before we move on too far. So we're going to receive, because my group is on Sunday, we're going to receive the reading before Sunday?
I think so. I have a feeling that it's going to go out in the next, little while. Is that right, Tony?
I can't, if it's okay, can I just go send it without a copyright?
Yeah, I think we can go ahead and send it without the first one without a copyright. I think that'll be
okay.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I can send it out tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll send it out tomorrow.
Thanks.
Okay, Tony, what else remains from that list you had?
Let's see. Oh, someone had asked if they, like, read the incorrect reading 1 week, how to handle that, or if they have to cancel group. So they missed
now
a week.
Now, the canceling group part, we've talked about that in the past, and we decided that we would just skip that week's reading and go on to whatever one is current.
Okay.
Now, if somebody reads the wrong reading.
Like maybe they read the week ahead or something.
Okay. Maybe, I don't know what people think, but if something like that happens, you know, it might be good to just email a coordinator and say, whoops, here's what happened. What should I do?
Yeah.
Does that seem right to
folks? Yeah, and someone did, actually, write in that.
Right. Yeah, so it would be what I'm saying is be kind of like a case-by-case basis. So I don't know what happened in that context. We could go ahead and decide that, or we could do it offline either way. Tony?
Yeah.
Why don't we deal with the content of that separately?
Okay.
And why don't we just say that if something like that happens, and anything like that that's odd or unusual or whatever, as we've been talking about on most recent calls, folks could just email in and say, here's what happened. Could use a little guidance, please.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, that's everything that I have.
Okay, good. All right, so before we move on, anything about this business that we've been talking about?
Dave, this is Chris. I have something that this might be the appropriate time for.
Okay.
Last Tuesday, I was out of town, and Lori was going to do the facilitation, and she called me and said that she was sick.
Oh.
And so we had a conversation about, you know, how sick and that whole thing, and I thought it might be good to talk about, well, how sick is too sick, and what kind of sick is good to cancel group and that whole thing. And after she and I talked, we went ahead and decided to cancel group for the evening. And then the next question was, so what's the best way to do that? And some of that depended on the time. It was fairly quick before, I think it was only 2 or 3 hours before group was going to begin. And then the language of a note that got, Lori said that she could go over and put a note on the door. The language on the note, you know, what kind of guidance around that. So that's it.
Okay, yeah, that seems like a good topic to tackle. So input about that from anyone?
Hi, Dave, this is Lisa.
Lisa?
So I don't have a co-facilitator or anything, so in my sitting group, if I'm sick, I have to cancel. And there have been times when I have had to cancel, even within a couple hours. And it's usually times when I thought, oh, I'm going to be okay. And then, of course, you know, 3 hours before something dramatic happens, you know, some real sickness where it's, like, obvious that, no, it's not going to be okay. And what I've done is sent a very brief email to everyone on the email list, and then I have put a note on the door. And I usually keep the language very simple. I just say, you know, there will be no meeting of the Zen group tonight, you know, and I put the date, you know, just to keep people are real sure it's that night. And then I say, you know, I apologize for any inconvenience, you know, and hope to see you at the next meeting. Any questions, contacts, and then my email address. And I've never had anyone say anything. Usually people respond, they're like, oh my gosh, I hope you feel better, you know. But it's never been a problem. And I don't know, I've never had anyone be upset or anything. I don't know. So that's what I've done.
Well, it sounds like your invitation, your email doesn't really offer people an invitation to get into a conversation with you or get sort of personal with you. It's very very Zen-like what you give to people in that setting.
Yeah. I mean, I might put, like, due to illness or due to weather, but I get a very... plain, you know, I don't get into the details of it.
Yeah, it's like my stomach feels terrible, and you should see what's coming out of my mouth. And
I'm delirious with humor,
right? Melinda just said, pray for me. Yeah.
Right.
Do you use Gusho at the bottom?
I do. Mm-hmm. I say
Gusho. Yeah, that seems right too.
Yeah. So it's very simple, and I say if it's late, there have been a couple of times where it's been pretty close to the time, and I'll say, you know, sorry for late notice, and then just, you know, send a message. Very simple.
Yeah, that's very simple. Yeah, and in terms of when to cancel, you know, what decision to make there, then, you know, we talk about that a lot here at the monastery because it's a big part of when people come here to the monastery, or really to anything that we are offering. We feel like it's part of our responsibility to attend to people's health and well-being. And so we're very, as everybody knows, I'm sure from being on retreat, very particular about making sure that we're not, that we're taking good care of people, not exposing people to things that could make them sick or their family sick. And so that seems good to consider too, at least from my point of view, that we would want to kind of err on the side of being cautious and conservative if it's something that's not critical that needs to happen, like the group would not be critical that it needs to happen, just to make sure that we're not inadvertently, you know, sort of doing harm by sort of exposing people to something they don't need to be exposed to.
So this is Lori.
Lori, mm-hmm.
Hey there. And on my part, I was really glad to have the consultation with Chris about it because I was just realizing that I, you know, as time went by, that anyway, that I just didn't feel like I was going to be able to be there. So then we talked about how to put the note, what to write on the note, which was, I think it came out to be due to unforeseen circumstances, the group will be canceled this evening, and we will meet next week. I put the dates for both of those in Gusho at the bottom and just kind of kept it like that. And I tell you, you know, I just really have had my own thoughts about, oh, I should have been there. It was the last keynote, and, you know, all kinds of stuff came up. And at the same time, there's just like this looking at the whole process of when is it time, you know, because I wasn't sure if I was contagious. I just didn't know what was going on. So it was quite a decision and exploration of that for me.
Yeah, and it's easy to project from the outside that it was one of those where kind of everything worked. You know, the way we get in trouble, of course, as everybody knows, is I'm not going to communicate about it. I'm going to make the decision by myself and then probably make a bad decision and then have to suffer some kind of unpleasant consequences as a result of that. I don't know if people experience that out in the world, but we sure do here.
Yeah.
That's kind of life at the monastery over and over. Not really, but it's what we practice with. And so in this case, you recognized that was going on with you. You articulated it to the obvious person to articulate it to, so you and Chris consulted. And then I love the part about the attention that's given to the note, because that just seems really zen, too, and just to make sure that that really represents us well, because I can imagine someone coming to a group that night who maybe didn't get the email, if an email did go out, but didn't know that was going to happen, and then that's the teaching that they get, essentially, that night.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to see that it got so much attention.
I'm really grateful for, I'm just again grateful for our practice that we do put attention so much to what everything that we're doing. So I really appreciate that.
Anybody else?
This is Michael.
Michael.
One teaching that's been really helpful for me is that when I notice that I'm in an internal conversation about what I should do about something, that's not really a helpful place to be.
Not a helpful place to be, right.
Yeah, that I, you know, that's a sign, this is the time for me to seek guidance.
That's what I thought you were going to add. Yep. Yeah, it's time to say something. That's sort of basic monk training right there. It's, I don't know what to do, better ask somebody. If there's a conversation going on, very likely I'm going to make a conditioned decision, so I better align myself with something other than conditioning.
Yeah, exactly.
And, of course, people are sort of on their own in a lot of cases. You know, Lori doesn't. But, again, like we've been saying in recent calls, it is possible to get guidance from the monastery if you get into a sticky place. So you can email the office. You can email me if you need to. You can even call the office if it's that kind of thing and say, hey, I'm in a hard place. I need some guidance before this such and such time, or before I go to group, or, you know, it could be around something like this, or a difficult interaction is happening with somebody, anything like that. So feel free to take advantage of the, of that kind of part of the support structure that's there also.
And one other thing I've gotten is that any level of sick is sick. So if I feel any level of sick, you know, that's a good time for me not to come to group.
Yeah. And, of course, we get into challenging places because am I really sick, or is there some kind of resistance coming up to the group, or what's really going on? That's also a nice place to seek guidance, actually. Find somebody you know and say, here's what's going on with me. Does that sound like sick to you? Or?
Yeah, great. Rich place to practice.
Mm-hmm, it is. Okay, great topic. What other topics do people have? I'm thinking particularly from the blog. I can't actually remember anything in particular that was left over, but people have issues from the blog they noticed, either something they wrote or something someone else wrote that feels like would be a good topic to discuss or needs guidance?
Hey, Dave, this is Tracy.
Tracy?
Yes, one thing I wrote in today about was we did, when we transitioned over to sending out the key readings before group, we sent out an invitation letter. And I'm wondering, just at least for me, I'm wanting to try to get some new blood into my group and seeing the new book as an opportunity to maybe get another invitation letter out. And wondering if there's been talk of doing anything like that, or if it's something that I could look at the old invitation letter and make modifications and maybe send it back for and have someone take a look at it.
Yeah, that would definitely work.
Okay. So just kind of make it up, just kind of make some changes on it, and then just email it back to the coordinator.
Yeah, and then we could look it over and you can get out. I think that would work very well.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Dave?
Yeah.
Could we get a copy of that letter? I mean, is that something that we could share?
Sure. If other people would find that to be useful, I mean, that seems okay to other folks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tracy, would you feel okay about that?
Yeah, sure.
So you could start us off, Tracy, and maybe we'll do a little, you know, if we're going to do that, we'll probably take it through our official editing process, so it might not come out exactly like you sent it in. But maybe we can make it sort of the official announcement letter that can go out to groups, and we can send out to everybody.
Sure. I will have it back to you on Monday.
All right. Good. And we'll see if we can turn around pretty quickly for you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Melinda.
I just wanted to clarify when we think the email is going to go out announcing the groups, because that was kind of an invitation. It's really quite elegant, I thought, kind of an invitation email, and then I would think we'd want that to go first, and then the invitation letters, although I realize not the same people are going to be getting each of those.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, saw that. Yeah, I'm not sure it would be necessary for it to be in that order, but it does seem good, because it does hit two different populations, most likely, especially for the people who have been in key groups, because they are people who are on their list are not Sangha, typically. All right. What's next that anybody has?
Am I unmuted?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, you know, sometimes when we're doing these calls, a tweet comes in, and we stop and read the tweet, and I think a tweet came in a few minutes ago. Would we like to hear it?
That'd be wonderful.
Okay. Hang on. Let me switch application here. Okay. It says, to restore your internal settings to their original state, highlight conditioning and click on delete.
That's great. That's hysterical.
Oh, very good.
Thanks, Rebecca. Was there more?
Nope, that was it.
Okay, great. Anything else anybody wants to look at this evening?
Hi, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Andrea.
Oh, hey, Andrea.
I seem to be... Hi. I'm just having a bit of technical problem with the call. You faded out for about 5 minutes, and I didn't hear anything, and I'm just wondering if other people had that and what the best thing to do. That's
yeah, we can barely make you out, Andrea. I wonder if it's something on your phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just wondering. So you can't hear me very well because it's been very difficult for me to hear.
Yeah, I know. You're really choppy.
Okay. So maybe the best thing to do is just to call back if that happens?
I don't know, actually. Anybody have an answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth a try. It might be on your phone. I'm not sure. I'm not having that experience with anybody else tonight.
Okay.
Anybody else have something to look at? Okay, shall we end there? Okay, thanks everybody. I realize we don't have another call scheduled right now. I think it's going to take a little bit of time to transition into the new structure, even a couple weeks. So we'll see if we can get some more calls on the books just to kind of keep us going through. At the monastery, we have a challenging time coming up here in these next couple of weeks, but we'll see if there's a way to schedule something in. But at any rate, thanks for showing up tonight, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.